Good evening and welcome to the Town Council meeting, the Burnham and Crouch Town Council, Tuesday 14th February 2023. Sound recording of the meeting. Please note that the Council will be recording any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the Council's website. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be giving permission to be included in the recording. May we have apologies for absence?
Apologies provided.
Thank you. Declarations of interest. All town councillors have completed their statutory declarations of interest in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for Members adopted by the Town Council. 3. Town Mayor's announcements. It was a quiet month. I attended the opening party of Ciao Bella, a local beauty saloon, and it was good to wish a new local business well. Pat and I also attended the committee dinner at the Royal Burnham Yacht Club, which was a splendid event with good food and good company. Item 4, Councillor Resignations. I received the resignation of Councillor Stamp and would like to thank her for her contribution to the Council over the last 8 years. I also believe that Councillor Wilson had expressed a desire to resign, but I've been advised that until the resignation has been sent to me as Mayor, she remains a Councillor officially. I'm asking the Chief Officer to check the process and make sure Councillor Wilson's resignation is processed correctly.
Yeah, resignation was received via email into the office, which we're unable to accept as per standing orders, but we have requested a letter be written.
Thank you. So as far as I'm concerned, she still remains a Councillor officially. Co-options, item 5. I think we were wrongly advised that we cannot co-opt within 6 months of an election. I believe the wording says that within 6 months of an election, we do not need to co-opt. Sadly, I think we now miss the opportunity. And as only March and April meetings are left before the elections, and as long as we can remain quorate, I think we can just soldier on, although any co-option applications will still be gratefully received. If any members of the public would like to be co-opted to the council, the co-option details are on the website. 6 minutes. To confirm and sign the minutes of the meetings of the Town Council held on 15th November, 13th December, 10th January, 17th January. Now these have been circulated, I understand.
Yep, minutes have all been circulated to members with the agenda. As to date, we've received no comments other than from yourself.
A minor spelling mistake, yes.
The minutes are printed, but they're printed on draft at this point.
Are members happy to accept those minutes, which I will sign tomorrow? And a clean copy that doesn't say draft.
Agree.
Thank you. 7. Item 7. Public participation session with respect to items on the agenda. To receive questions from the public and press and to respond accordingly, wherever practical, failing which an answer will be communicated to the questioner as soon as possible following the meeting. We have 10 minutes allowed. Can we move around the room to see from members of the public if they wish to ask a question?
I normally, the acoustics in here, but I'm really struggling.
I normally don't have problems with people saying they can't hear me, but if you would like, item 7, have you got an agenda?
Could you just repeat what you last said for me, please?
Receive questions from the public and press and to respond accordingly, wherever practicable, failing which an answer will be communicated to the questioner as soon as possible following the meeting. So if you have a question to ask regarding the agenda, or any items on the agenda.
Not the one.
No. Well, we've got 10 minutes allowed for this item. So if we go round the room, the lady in the corner. Gentleman here.
I don't have an agenda.
Well, they're available. Yeah, I know. I was saving you till last, Councillor Stamp.
I'm not Councillor Stamp, I'm member of the public.
Well, we're talking to... I was addressing you as our MDC councillor.
No, that's later on in the agenda.
Right, thank you. Mrs. Stamp.
Yes, yeah, thank you, Chairman. I'd like to know where all the documents are that's available for the press and the public to be able to view before the council meets. I think you'll find you've been breached of the Local Government Transparency Code. This council previously has passed a resolution that it should go on the website with the agenda, and all documents should be laid out here. I cannot view and look at anything you're going to approve tonight pre this meeting because it's not available. I certainly would like to look at any transactions that this council is going to be taking but going to be agreeing tonight, and I think you'll find that you're in breach of a few regulations there. Does anybody else want to come in? Because I have got a few questions.
Can you be specific with the regulations we're in breach of, please?
No, you can go through your chief officer. That's what she's there for. I would also like to raise points on the 13, which is the...
Sorry, Councillor Rawlinson. Hang on, I'm afraid that Councillor Rawlinson is leaving the meeting, so we are no longer quorate. Accordingly, I'm closing the meeting at 7:40.